You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education. The U.S. tops 6 million cases, another vaccine enters Phase 3 trials, and New York City delays the start of school. Here's what you should know. The U.S. reached a new milestone Monday, reporting more than 6 million confirmed cases of COVID-19, according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins. In the last 3 weeks alone, the U.S. has reported 1 million new infections and around 21,000 more deaths. The U.S. currently accounts for about 24% of all confirmed cases in the world. The AstraZeneca vaccine, developed with Oxford University, has officially entered Phase 3 trials in the U.S., the British drug maker announced. Moderna and Pfizer also currently have vaccines in late-stage trials. The government is providing funds for AstraZeneca, which plans to enroll around 30,000 volunteers in the U.S. in order to evaluate efficacy of the shot. Finally, New York City children will return to classrooms 10 days later than planned, Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Tuesday. The delay will give teachers, parents, and administrators, all of whom had voiced concerns over the mayor's promise to return in person, extra time to prepare for the school year. The New York City School District, which is the nation's largest, is currently the only major city district in the U.S. that intends to bring kids back into classrooms right away. School is now scheduled to begin on September 21st. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.